So please, let's have a discussion.
Greetings.
Greetings.
It is I, Imhotep.
Good evening.
And the things that I've noticed is the latest thing is the expansion in the crown chakra, being able to absorb more light and being able to hold the energetics for longer periods of time. But it's still, afterwards, it's a little hard on the body. It does, it's like coming down off of a high, you know, after a while. Then in the morning, I feel myself a lot more tired than normal. And I kind of feel like it's just a matter of time. And I'm thinking that the body at some point gets used to holding that energy, so it becomes like second nature. So you might want to comment on that. The other thing is, I noticed that we activated the seventh strand, up to the seventh strand of the DNA. And
yep.
There's 23, 24 strands. So we're operating still only at 30%. And it looks like, I mean, there's so much more to open up there. You know, excited about it, looking forward to it. One of the things that interests me is the Akashic record and being able to remember those past lives and experiences and being able to go into that library and pull out your past talents that you gained from the other life, because all those things are part of your, you know, your soul experience. So I'm wondering at what point what DNA needs to be activated to have access to that. I know it's a progressive thing, but just interested in
yes,
the progression.
It is. And it takes a state of consciousness, first of all, to access those Akashic records. And that's by design. Because if you will remember, most people, when they were really invested in their third dimensional state, it was a curiosity. What was I in a previous life? Was I a king, or was I a queen, or was I a great teacher, or whatever? It was to puff up the ego, to make themselves feel worthy, to feel better. And, of course, idle curiosity is not a reason to access those records. The reason is truly what you just communicated to me. And that reason is to find the wisdom of that the soul has gained over many, many incarnations. And through that wisdom, that you can use that wisdom in the present lifetime to make a difference.
Yes.
And so that time is fast approaching. As you grow in that consciousness, as your heart flowers, your sacred heart flowers in that element of love, as the crown stays open all of the time, and not only does it receive, but it transmits pure light. You are a pure being of light. So I cannot give you exact date. Next Thursday at 2 p.m., you will access the Akashic records. It would be nice if I could, but I can't tell you when you will arrive at that collective consciousness level where you will be admitted to that vast library. But it is not too far off. Your heart is open. Your awareness, your intention is pure in remembering the wisdom of your soul, which is very valid.
Okay, thank you for that.
You are very welcome.
Greetings, Lord Metatron. This is Donna.
Good evening, Donna.
Good evening. I would like to ask you a question about, or a couple of questions about the Merkaba. I understand that it's a vehicle to use to travel in your light body, but what I was wondering is, first of all, does it also act as a container to hold energetics, and would it be advantageous to surround your body in the walking around state in the Merkaba?
Yes, it does help you maintain a state of consciousness a state of light energy in a very consistent way because of the spinning and the spiraling that is present within the Merkaba field. So in that, in those rotations, anything that is not like that is thrown off, so it cannot enter, because those rotations are rotating in a very high frequency, a very refined frequency. So it does not allow anything to enter into it that is not like it. So you are able in that, as you enter purposely in your light body and start spinning those fields at 100% light, it is productive. Not only is it a vehicle for you to navigate through the dimensions and have certain experiences, it helps you maintain a very refined experience in the present moment. A good question.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the answer. I was sensing that, but I failed to ask you. The second question has to do with the star tetrahedron, where the top and the bottom tetrahedrons rotate in different directions. Does that mm-hmm. stay around your body also in a walking
yep.
around state continually?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you. I really appreciate this. Thank you very much.
Well, you are so welcome. You know, the star tetrahedron, which makes up the Merkaba field, is a sacred geometry. So this is a good protective mechanism, and the fact that it is constantly spinning and rotating, especially when you command it to rotate at 100% light, it is a very valuable vehicle that helps you
contain your
consciousness and not have that interrupted.
Thank you so much for the validation. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Metatron, thank you so much for your presence and this opportunity to speak. And also thank you to Joan and John on this fabulous experience that we're having. I just wanted to make a comment about the light packets. I really love the experience of going into the room and opening up the cabinet and touching each light packet. It just gives me such a thrill, such an excitement, and I feel like as I touch them, I take a small little piece with me and I put it in my mouth or I put it in my heart chakra, and I can just feel it energizing. So it's really fun.
Yes, I can. And that's by intention. We designed it that way so that you'd have a physical, tangibly sensation of retrieving those packets and opening them. The body needs that. So thank you very much for validating that our process was very helpful.
Yes, absolutely. So is this something that we should do all the time or no? Did we just do it like once and then leave it be? I don't want to disturb the light packets in their process by constantly poking at them.
Right. No, you aren't. It's just, it's kind of like the body loves sensual validation. And so... Mm-hmm. You know, every once in a while to go visit that cabinet is perfectly all right. I wouldn't advise doing it several times a day. But just to remind the body, look here, feel this. It creates reference points to the body that are very sensual.
Ooh.
Very tangible. And that's one of the things the body needs in this transition, is a validation for the wonders of the life experience at that at the physical sensations. It's not that we want to diminish or destroy those physical sensations, but we want to have you, as the owner of the body, direct them So they elevate the body, create reference points that are very conducive to the body receiving them and integrating them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like something we can remember. Yeah.
Yes, and feel tangibly.
Feel. Yeah.
Yes. You don't imagine the feeling. You actually, when you touch it, if you will allow yourself, you touch it with that light body, how it goes through the energies of that light body into your physical body, into the sensation of the physical body.
Yes, definitely a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
And then I have a question around the strands of DNA, because when we've placed the light packets, or when we're envisioning them, I have different pictures that come to me, and I often just see it as a big swirling. It looks like lots of curlicue octopus legs all over the place. And then sometimes I just see one double helix. And just to aid me in the process, or to have a visual, are all the strands together in one double helix, or are there many double helixes?
There are many double helixes.
Okay.
Many.
So that's what I'm seeing when I'm seeing all these like swirly, curlicue things.
Right. In 12 strand DNA, there are actually six double helix. There are two strands of DNA in each double helix.
Okay. Yes. That makes sense. That's just good to have a stable image
right.
visualizing it.
Right. And of course, each packet, it carries a state of consciousness. Some of those packets are more complex than others and have more variations to them. So it stands to reason why you would visualize or see them differently.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Okay, we'll take one more caller, and then we'll move on. Just because of the time constraints, but we could take one more if somebody is interested.
Thank you all for participating in this discussion. It's very important, these discussions are, to create the coherence of the collective consciousness in our crucible. We speak to you, and it's important that you speak to each other and relay your experiences. Even ask questions of one another. This brings an opportunity for each one of you to participate in a more individualized master perspective. When you can answer a question or have an opinion about something that is asked, to participate in these discussions or be one of the significant voices that could answer a question that you know own experience. These are the things that make for a very productive gathering, a very expansive gathering for each and every one of you, where you become very bonded in these gatherings. So we encourage you to continue in such processes. There are massive amounts of light that are flowing through your energetic system at this time because of the activation of the light packets and the DNA strands. This will often bring up old patterns of thoughts and emotions. Understand, you can free these thoughts and emotions very simply. It's not a long clearing process any longer. It's just a matter of recognizing them, and with your intention, releasing them by simply saying, I now eliminate all these thought patterns, all these lower emotions that no longer serve me as a being of light, and then simply receive the Christ light into your mental emotional body and feel the change, the shift that is taking place. This may take a little bit. It may not happen instantly, so don't be discouraged. Some of you will have that experience where it will happen instantaneously. And then again, when that surfaces and you recognize it, it may take only a few hours. But don't be concerned. Don't think that you're going to have to go into some extensive clearing. That's not what all these light energies do when you receive them. They are vast energies, and they contribute to your Christ consciousness. So you naturally make different decisions, different choices in what you think and what you feel. So it's just a matter of recognizing when the exaggerated expressions of that lower frequency that sometimes occur in your mental emotional body, and then just releasing it. There was a particular close alignment of Sirius to Earth in a pivotal event that took place in 2017 called the Lion's Gate. This event brought into the awareness of many humans the importance of the closeness of the Stargate of Sirius. This Sirian Stargate was activated during the 2017 Crystal Conference. So the energetics that are being transmitted from this Stargate can be received easily and completely. It has been opened to a significant degree, and this has not been available for a very, very long time on a conscious level. Understand, you are now conscious. Some of you use that Stargate as you embodied, as you compress that vaster part of your spirit to come into the third dimensional body. Others may have used the Pleiadian Stargate or the Arcturian Stargate or a combination of all three for certain purposes. Now is the time, in this quiet time, to begin to remember who you are at that vaster level. And because of this particular alignment that will be present with Sirius, it makes it much easier. Because the Sirians, and especially the Sirian Archangelic League, is very present in your collective crucible. So it makes it much easier to navigate a much easier connection. Stay in the receptive state, open, receptive. This will amplify your ability to receive more light and move with ease through the continual influx of higher vibrational energies, and then transmit those energies very gently into your body. It will continue to uplift the planet and all human expressions as Christ creators because of who you are and the way you use your energy, your light, and operate in your daily life. Now, I ask you to take a deep breath. Be very conscious of all of the archangelics, but in particular, be very conscious. Sense the presence